On May 20th, 2022, Hyson tweeted, "I'm high. I made this hamburger helper with no milk. This shit tastes like cargo pants." Danger responds, "Why do you know what cargo pants taste like?" And Hyson replied, "I be in situations." This is the Museum of Twitter, the show we talk about the most important tweets in the history of Twitter.com. And reminder, if you want to catch me after this app goes away, check my link tree for my profile on that other video site. I'm in the process of moving everything over now. It should be up by the middle of next week. It is Subscriber Sunday, where my subscribers get to suggest and then vote on which tweet I cover. And this Sunday, they chose one of the best exchanges in the past 5 years of Twitter. An exchange that gave us the great phrase, "I be in situations." Because it is so useful in so many different ways to just say, yeah, I be in situations. Someone's prodding you about something you said, or about how you know something, this, that, or the other, just say, "I be in situations." You don't need to elaborate more, you are in situations. But let's talk about how this came to be. Hyson is talking about, since he is under the influence of drugs, he was trying to make hamburger helper, and he didn't put milk in it, and it tastes bad. Specifically, he says it tastes like cargo pants. For non-American viewers, or maybe people who, I don't know, don't have supermarkets near them, hamburger helper is a product where basically it's macaroni and some type of cheese powder where you're supposed to add beef and milk in order to make it into like a macaroni and cheese with beef. If that sounds gross, it's not. It's not like gourmet or anything like that, but it's not that disgusting. It's honestly just a nice thing to have in the pantry if you need a quick meal for like kids under 5. It's not the worst thing in the world. But yeah, you do need milk in it, and I can't imagine how bad it would taste without milk. Because it really is just like powdered cheese and macaroni. And the powdered cheese is like a step below Kraft cheese. So if you just use water or like no liquid at all, it would definitely be gross. And Hyson says it tastes like cargo pants, which is a very funny thing to say. And Danger is an absolute dork and is like, "Why do you know what cargo pants taste like?" As if people don't compare the taste of things to things that they haven't eaten all the time. I feel like at the age of like 11, you learn that taste is mostly smell. So if you've ever smelled something, you could basically guess how it tastes. Hyson doesn't need to have literally eaten a cargo pant in order to guess what cargo pants taste like, because he smelled cargo pants, and that's most of what taste is. Also, he's making a joke. Don't be a dork. But instead of going on the rant I just went on, Hyson responds in a much calmer manner to shut down all conversation, "I be in situations." I think what's so funny about it in context is the idea of what situation would you possibly be in where you will have eaten cargo pants. And I think what's funny about it in all contexts is that it is such a funny way to describe life, to describe odd experiences. I also think the use of the word situations is very funny, because it almost implies that like it's out of his control, that he finds himself in situations. Like, it's not like he pursued eating a cargo pant, he just found himself in a situation where he's like, "I gotta eat some cargo pants." And I've debated whether or not I should point this out, but I think I have to, that the African-American English habitual B, which is the type of B that Hyson is using here, just makes things funny a lot of the time. Like, he could have said, "I am often in situations," but that would just be less funny. The B is just essential to this being funny. And the thing that makes me very happy to know is that Hyson is very aware of the impact he's had. Serafina says, "This tweet changed my whole life, I hope you know." And he responds, "I strive to do that." This phrase is obviously quoted a lot. I mean, it was literally quoted today when someone had the prompt of, "Your boss asked what happened, respond in 4 words. Gore says, I be in situations." Isabella quoted the tweet saying, "Me when people ask me if I'm dating, parentheses, I'm extremely scared of commitment. I be in situations." It's been put over the screenshot of Roblox of a guy floating or maybe drowning. I don't know, I'm a little too old for this one, I think. It's also thrown over images all the time, like this image of a cat, which I'm sure is from something I should know, but this cat be in situations. And as longtime viewers know, if I ever see some type of anime or manga character that I don't recognize that's referenced, I like to throw it in there, because I know that some people will recognize it. So someone put the phrase "I be in situations" over the character Kazuchi Soda, who is from Danganronpa 2. Those of you who are familiar with this character, please let me know, do he be in situations? I have to say, I do agree and understand what Ramona Ryan is saying here. Every day I look for an opportunity to say I be in situations, but it never arises. Although I don't actually look for an opportunity to say it, because I know that it's one of those phrases that I, as a white guy, would just look really dumb trying to say sincerely. One thing I can wholeheartedly endorse is what Liam McCleary says, that this is very Tracy Jordan coded. Tracy Jordan is Tracy Morgan's character on 30 Rock, and you could absolutely imagine an exchange where Liz Lemon says to Tracy, "Tracy, how do you know what cargo pants taste like?" And then he says, "I be in situations, Liz Lemon." And personally, I think any turn of phrase that would sound natural coming out of Tracy Jordan's mouth is a wonderful turn of phrase. Like I said, check the link in my bio to follow me in the future. Please follow me there, and I'm going to be launching a Patreon to replace the subscription system on TikTok, so when that's up and running, which will be later this week, please subscribe to that. I'm going to keep doing the Museum of Not Twitter. I'm going to keep doing these videos every single day. Nothing can stop me. No app shutting down can stop me. Keep following along for the ride. I'm going to get to at least 1,000, I promise.